Local Content Podcast, your go-to source for content creation, strategy, and business inspiration. I'm your host, Mel Daniels, content strategist, coach, and speaker, empowering women across the globe to grow their business with powerful content that connects, nurtures, and converts. So if you're ready to create standout content that gets you noticed and remembered, or build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you, you're in the right place. I believe that content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. Listen in for genuine and insightful chats with guests, as well as practical tools and strategies from me. It's so lovely to have you here. Let's dive into the show. I acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the country that I am recording from today. I recognise their continuing connection to the land and waters. I pay my respects to elders past and present and extend that respect to all First Nation people listening today. Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 109 of the Powerful Content Podcast. I hope you are well today. Now, seeing as my book, The Power of Content, is due to be released on Amazon on Monday, that's Monday the 8th of April 2024, which also happens to be my birthday, I thought that I'd briefly talk about the concept of powerful content today and what it actually means to be a powerful content creator, because I use those words so often, but what does it actually mean? But before I do, I wanted to remind you that if you purchase the book between Monday the 8th of April and Friday the 12th of April 2024, you'll have access to a bunch of extra free gifts. This is over and above the free digital resources that come with the book too, so great value. If you're in Sydney, you'll get a free ticket to my launch coffee date, a free ticket to the online author interview, which is scheduled for Tuesday the 16th of April, a free ticket to my 90-day content planning session on the 27th of June. That's actually only usually available to members of the Content Effect, so well worth jumping on purchasing the book. Plus, if you purchase a print copy of the book, you'll also have access to one of my most popular courses for free, and that's Unleash Your Content, which helps you come up with a year's worth of content ideas. All you need to do to claim these gifts is to send me a copy of your receipt. All the details are over at thecontenteffect.com.au/book. And if you're listening to this episode after the 12th of April, you can purchase your copy right now by going to that same link, which I'll also pop into the show notes. So let's get into the concept of powerful content. What is it? What does it actually mean? Now, the term powerful content features very highly in my message. If you've been hanging around me for a while, you'll know that I use it all the time. It's the name of this podcast and my new book, so yeah, it's a pretty big deal. I mentioned a couple of episodes ago that when people think of powerful and powerful content, they think of bulging biceps, being in control, that masculine energy, being loud and being brash. They're often skeptical and distrustful, but powerful content is quite the opposite. It's quiet content. It's an inner knowing. It's being uniquely you, being purposeful, and being strategic. So go back to episode 106, where I give you the gym analogy. It's rather funny, really, the difference between how I like to lift heavy weights compared to the muscle guy you might see at the local gym. But just know that when you're strategic and when you're purposeful, that's when you are most powerful. So what do you need to focus on when it comes to powerful content? What are the two things that you need to focus on? The first thing is powerful content is about considering that there is a human on the end of every piece of content we're creating. So it's about being mindful and knowing who you're talking to. In this AI content-driven world, we're starting to lose the sight of that human, of the person that we're connecting with heart to heart. And we're starting to focus on the transactions and the numbers and putting content out there for content's sake even more than before. But I want you to know that putting more content out there does not equal powerful content. When you move from that transaction-based content marketing to one built on relationships, you'll experience so much business and personal growth. So personal growth comes through forming those genuine relationships,
sharing stories with each other, and building a community around you of connecting in a way only humans can and coming together for a common cause. You'll experience so much more business growth through the increase in sales and the ease that you'll feel when you're doing business and creating content in a way that really feels, I hate to say this word, but authentic and right for you. So that's the first thing that you need to remember, the humanistic side of creating content. But here's the biggie. Powerful content is as much about you as your ideal client. In basic marketing, we are taught to solely focus on our ideal client, which is perfectly reasonable. And if we don't know them at all, we end up creating content that doesn't really resonate with them. But when we shift from that ideal client-centric to a you-centric approach to content, so much happens. It becomes easier. You connect with people on a different level. You end up enjoying the process, which is what I want for everyone here. So I want you to take a moment and think to yourself whether you are concentrating too much on your ideal client when you're creating content and not enough on the you side of things. Now, when I talk about powerful content, there's also three things that I want you to consider. I want you to consider whether you're using it for good or evil, for purpose or for noise, for impact or ego-led. So good versus evil. Do you actually choose to use your content to give that accurate version of the world? Or are you perpetuating unrealistic perspectives? This doesn't have to involve you bearing your life and soul to the world, but it does ask you to stop and think about how the people consuming your content will interpret the intent of your message. The second point is purpose versus noise. Now, like I said, with the increase in the usage of AI to create content, this is a particularly important consideration. Do you choose to create and publish content with a distinct purpose, one that leads your ideal client on a journey with you, or are you creating simply for the sake of it? It's hard, I understand. It's just so hard to let go of those constant shoulds that you're told from all the experts out there. But when you stop to consider why you're choosing to put a piece of content out into the world, it can help you weigh up whether you're simply adding to the noise of a busy, cluttered online space or really trying to connect with that human heart to heart. And the last consideration of powerful content is that impact versus ego-led. So I see this. I see this time and time again with online content. People choose. They choose because they are told and they believe that it's the right thing to do, to chase the likes rather than choose impact. So just take a moment to think about, is your content cultivated with your ideal client in mind, helping them see the possibilities that you create in their life? Or is it really just fueling the need of promoting yourself in a way that simply gives you self-gratification or gains followers and likes without any real purpose behind it? When you own the story that you need to show up and you need to embrace who you are right now in all your imperfections and glory, and that you have a choice. You so have a choice. You don't have to listen to all the shoulds and all the experts, but you have a choice when it comes to creating powerful content. That's when things are going to shift. You'll see more connection with your audience. You'll embrace your uniqueness and use it to your advantage. And most importantly, content creating is going to be so much easier for you. Now that we know what powerful content is and what it isn't, how do you become a powerful content creator? Well, firstly, I want you to know it's not a destination. It's not a place that we get to. It's not a box that we tick or a qualification that we gain. It's a journey. We are forever seeking the opportunities on how to improve, how your thought leadership develops, and how you communicate that to your audience. So it's not a set and forget. Now, in my book, The Power of Content, I talk about the simple framework that you can use to support yourself to be more clear and more confident about the way that you communicate. And that's to connect with who you're here to serve, align to who you are at heart, become the powerful content creator, impact your community, and inspire others to achieve their dreams. So that's five stages: connect, align, become, impact and inspire. Now you can purchase the book if you want to go in depth into each of these different stages, but I'll just give you an idea of each of these stages at a really high level. So connect with who you're here to serve. If you're just starting out on your content marketing journey or your business, then the connect stage is likely where you're going to try and work out who you serve, what platforms to reach them on, and what types of content you can create. I know that if you're in this stage, you're likely feeling daunted. You're probably overwhelmed by the enormity of what lies ahead of you and really struggling to understand how to get your content out there and meet your ideal client where they are. In this stage, it tends to be a bit of throws content spaghetti at the wall approach, which kind of leaves you confused about what you're actually trying to achieve. There's nothing wrong with testing and trying, but when you have no real purpose or understanding of the reason why you're creating content, then it just becomes so confusing. And a result of this is that your ideal client is probably going to be confused as well. Whilst I kind of love the odd procrastinate scroll, this is also the stage where you're likely to spend too much time in the rabbit hole of social media. You find yourself diving deeper and deeper into comparisonitis and imposter syndrome, which is probably likely further inhibiting your ability to find that content marketing happy spot. So in this stage, you need to do four things. You need to have a clear vision of where you're going, know your ideal client, know which platforms you'll be using, and have a core piece of content. In that second stage of align, when you're here to really align to who you are at heart, you're looking for content ideas to connect with your ideal client in a more purposeful way. You're starting to grow your email list so that you can serve more people with your knowledge and expertise. And you're probably looking for a way to do all of this easily so that it feels like natural and more flowy rather than forced. There are three things you need to accomplish in order to align what you want to do and who you want to be whilst doing it. So you need to know the purpose of your content. You need to have enough content ideas for an entire year. And you need to start thinking about creating that lead magnet with more purpose and intention so that you can build an aligned audience. Now, the third stage is become the powerful content creator. So if you've got itchy feet or you want more, but you're not setting aside the time to actually make it happen, you might be looking for coaches or experts to guide you. It's probably a sign that you're ready to become more visible, become more strategic, and become more powerful with your content. So in this stage, you might find that you need to be more organized and efficient with your content creation. Even if you don't love structure, you're going to look for ways to make it easier and flow with processes and automation. So to begin to become, you need to have a system of organization that suits your strengths, not one that I tell you is the perfect fit for everyone. There is a system out there that suits you and your strengths. You need to use the power of reimagination. And if you don't know what that is, go back to episode 10. And you need to use email marketing to connect with your ideal client on a regular and consistent basis. So the fourth stage is impact your community. So whether this is a networking community that you meet with regularly, an online community, or a group of biz besties that you catch up with in person or online every now and then, making that conscious decision to seek out others can literally make or break your business. I have been there. It is so different to do business and to do content creation when you are supported by people who get it, who are like you, who are big-hearted, purpose-led entrepreneurs. When you're looking at making an impact on your community, you will need to be 100% clear on the client journey. And if you want to know more about the client journey and why I think sales funnels suck, then you can go back to episode 3, which is probably one of my most downloaded episodes. And then the last stage, inspire, where you're looking to inspire others to achieve their dreams. In this stage, you're looking to use content to leverage your business growth and to really step into your role as the leader of your community and the leader of your business. This may mean that you need to just take a moment, take a deep breath, and embrace a CEO mindset and really start finding ways to free up more of your time. In this stage, you'll be working on an outsourcing priority list, using advanced content tools and tactics, and launching using powerful content as well. Now, I've got a really quick quiz that will help you determine where you are on this journey to becoming a powerful content creator. If you'd like to know more, head on down to the show notes and find the link and understand where you best need to start on this journey to becoming the powerful content creator. Now, a quick word here. Please, 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 please don't be surprised if you find yourself in one of the early stages, even if you've been in business for some time. I really find time and time again that it's often one of the early foundational pieces that you're missing, and you really need to do some work on that to be able to create a message that matters and communicate it effectively to your audience. So now you know what powerful content looks like and how it can feel for you, the shift in energy you'll experience, and why it's so important to embrace the concept of powerful content. Now, as a big-hearted, purpose-led entrepreneur, I know that you have all of these ideas swimming around in your head, but really find it challenging to align your content and your message, what feels right and what you really want from your business. So many times we are told from other people what we should be doing, and it just doesn't feel right. And I want to give you a huge tip here. If it doesn't feel right, it's not likely the best way forward for you. In The Power of Content, I guide you to understand the importance of your ideal client, but also how important you are in the creation of your message, in the creation of your content, and in the creation of your thought leadership. You have a beautiful, beautiful uniqueness to share with the world, and it's time to let it shine. Talk soon. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for another week. To get more powerful content in your life, make sure you're following along on socials. My handle is @meldbusiness. And just in case you're wondering, the groovy music for this podcast was created by Just Here on SoundCloud. I'd also be super grateful if you took a moment to rate and review this podcast so more amazing women like you can experience the power of content. And if you're like, hell Mel, stop talking, I'm ready to work with you now, here's how we can work some powerful content magic together. Firstly, come and join The Content Effect, my membership inspiring women with service-based businesses to ditch the content chaos and start creating standout content that gets you noticed and makes sales. You can join us by using the link in the show notes or just Google The Content Effect. The second way we can work together is via my one-on-one packages. We can create a sustainable content strategy or start to build out your client journey. It's up to you. Pop on over to meldbusinessservices.com.au/services to find out more. Until next time, have a beautiful week and embrace the power of your content.